and to him abnormal is a perfectly healthy reaction. But the mind, which imagines that mere unfamiliarity can possibly prove anything about inferiority, is a very inadequate mind. It is inadequate even in criticizing things that may really be inferior to the things involved here. It is far better to laugh at a Negro for having a black face than to sneer at him for having a sloping skull. It is proportionally even more preferable to laugh rather than judge in dealing with highly civilized peoples. Therefore, I put at the beginning two working examples of what I felt about America before I saw it, the sort of thing that a man has a right to enjoy as a joke, and the sort of thing he has a duty to understand and respect, because it is the explanation of the joke. When I went to the American consulate to regularize my passports, I was capable of expecting the American consul to be American. Embassies and consuls are, by tradition, like islands of the soil for which they stand, and I have often found the tradition corresponding to the truth. I have seen the unmistakable French official